Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, everyone. Ziglar Master Coach David Creel with my friend who, between the both of us, we have 12 books authored. And I have one of them, and Miss Caitlin has the other 11, and I'm a non-best-selling author, and she's a four-time best-selling author and the founder of We Write Books. So, welcome to the podcast, Kate. Caitlin, how are you?
I am doing well today. Thanks for having me on, David.
Awesome. Yeah, we kind of had literally about 10 minutes ago, I was on your podcast, and now you're going to be on my podcast. So this is going to be a joyous time to be had by all. So, what would make this an amazing conversation for you today?
You know, David, I think it would be an amazing conversation if we just talked about how to go about having a lot of grace with dysfunctional family and living in a way that points them toward, you know, the Lord, toward God and toward the Bible, and just strengthening faith.
Okay. For those of you on the podcast, I'm going to take a big drink of water because I didn't know what we were about to say until she just said that. So what I heard you say was how to live in grace and for grace for yourself and for others of your family members and point them in the direction of the gospel where you don't sell your soul to make that happen. Basically is what you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your entire family? Is it one person in particular? Who is it? Without naming names, but
Right. I don't want to do that. I would say it's most of my family members. And I am not a big proponent about, you know, specifically talking about family, but I think that there are so many different little things that it's like I see them, you know, searching for answers everywhere except, you know, in biblical truth. And, you know, and then they ask me questions like, oh, well, I see you living your life this way. It's so inspiring. And I'm like, it's not me. It's Jesus, you know. But then that kind of gets shut down very quickly. And so there are several members of my family that it's just, it's not healthy, right? And they're finding answers in all the wrong places. And so that becomes heartbreaking, but, it's also just figuring out how to navigate with people who go to church and who, you know, have been grown up learning about all that, but their life doesn't demonstrate that internal transformation. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I would think so. It's Christianity is different from all other religions in the whole world because it's not about a religion; it's about a relationship. True Christianity, not like I go to church to check off the box or whatever. Like it's about a relationship, not a religion.
Exactly. Yep.
So when it's about a religion, it's I'm trying to do this, 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 and this, and the other so that God will love me more.
Exactly.
And it's law-based instead of grace-based. But the life of grace we know that we're colossal and royal screw-ups, like on a day, on the daily.
Yeah.
But that's absolutely where the grace comes in. You know, and like, yeah, I'm not anywhere close to perfect. And you're not either. And no one else is listening is perfect either. And I've heard it said like this: God, today I haven't cussed anybody out. I've thought no bad thoughts. Everything's been pure. My motives have been great. And so far I've lived perfectly today. But here in about the next 3 seconds, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm going to need your help. Because as soon as you wake up, or at least for a second or two, probably, you're probably okay. But after that happens, you need grace. Okay, so is it, how would you like to approach them? Would you like to kind of call them to the carpet? How would you like to either open up the conversation or maybe get them to realize that maybe they've got religion and not a relationship?
Yeah, that's a great question, because to date, with some of them, it's been more of like just avoidance, because I don't know how to go about the conversation. But I would like there to be healthy, you know, conversation, healthy relationship. And I think there's a lot of fear for me around potential fallout in approaching it wrong. But I would like to be able to be really honest and truthful, and say it in a way that is loving and is biblical. You know, it's grounded in truth as opposed to just my own feelings or hurts or opinions, you know, because that can get really messy really fast.
Right. So. Yeah, of course. Okay, so what if there's not a quote unquote right or wrong way to do it? What if there's just a way to do it?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, for example, I believe it's Mark, maybe chapter 12 or 13. I could be wrong, but it's definitely in the Gospels for sure. But I'm, gun to my head, I'm saying Mark 12 or 13. It says, don't worry about what you're going to say when you go to the kings and their leaders. The Spirit will tell you what to say.
Oh, yeah, that's Mark 13. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that was off the top of my head. So that's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
But what if you're putting too much pressure on yourself to, quote, make it perfect, end quote?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And part of it is me wondering if I should even have the conversation. But then at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but this is someone's eternity at stake. You know, and I can't just, I don't want to face the King of Kings someday and have never said anything, you know, with the life, with the people that he put in my life.
So. Okay. But now that's a different question. Is it you've never approached them, or you just haven't been able effective to break through their armor or their shell?
I haven't been able to break through the shell. The defense mechanisms instantly come up.
Okay. So. Okay. But what if that's above your pay grade? And what if all you're supposed to do is plant the seed?
Yeah, that is the Holy Spirit's job, not mine.
Right, that's way above your pay grade.
Yeah, like, that is very true.
thankfully.
Right, yeah.
But,
and Paul says that, you know, he says, we just plant and water and the Holy Spirit brings the harvest. So
exactly.
Right.
But that's not saying that you shouldn't speak to them. Now, that's on you. But once you've spoken to them, it literally, it's like, okay, have you ever watched The Chosen, the TV show?
Yes.
Okay, it's awesome. If you've never seen it, you need to watch it, okay? Dallas Jenkins is the creator of The Chosen. And in one of the shows, Jesus feeds the 5,000.
Yeah. Okay?
And he was struggling with the magnitude of the moment, because he wants to portray it biblically and make sure it's accurate. And okay, so someone came up to him and said, he said, it was like kind of a random stranger, like he didn't really know the guy. And Dallas told him, you know, I'm struggling with whatever. And that guy told him, it's not your job to feed the 5,000. It's only your job to bring the loaves and the fish and what you do have to the one who can feed the 5,000.
Mm.
Okay. So in my opinion, now this is my opinion. So don't take this as gospel, but you might be putting too much pressure on yourself to force it to happen. Because when we force things to happen, it tends not to happen because you have a repellent energy versus a draw to energy. So could that be a possibility that you're putting too much undue pressure on yourself to force them, quote unquote, to kind of turn their life around? Could that be possible that you're putting too much pressure on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good point. And I think the number one thing for me to remember is to be obedient and faithful, and then also be surrendered, because, you know, there's only so much that I can say or do within a conversation, you know, with anybody. And I think what I need to remember is that it applies. I think it applies to not just that specific conversation, but also other conversations, like with boundaries or with a healthy relationship or something. Like if I approach it and I'm like, okay, you know, this is where I'm at, this is what's okay with me, this is where things are going, and the other person isn't necessarily like understanding or respectful of that, or it turns into something that isn't like they don't want to meet me where I am, or you know, even have that conversation in an open, healthy way, then it's best for me to just like submit that to the Lord as well and just trust him for the outcome and be like, you know what, I need to focus on, you know, like I said, just being obedient and faithful. So I think I hadn't really made that connection with, like there's so many verses that I think apply to so many aspects of life, you know, and that verse in Mark 13 definitely applies to when you're talking about the gospel, but I had never thought to apply it toward other things. And as we've been talking about it, and I'm like, okay, I think that's the wisdom for me, is applying that to all aspects of life, you know, asking the Holy Spirit and letting him guide and let him do the work. And I leave it at that. So.
Yeah. And it may be, maybe you, whatever person that is the main one, maybe when they're in a good mood and you're in a good mood, maybe you ask them a question like, what was the greatest day of your life? And then, you know, if they're married or they have kids or they have whatever, they're going to say whatever they say. And then probably they're going to ask you, what's the greatest day of your life? The door is open. You say, oh, back on, you know, for me, it was June 14th, 1996. But whatever day it was or whatever about, oh, the day that I got into the kingdom pales in comparison to everything else. It's not even close. But maybe it's just a, way to kind of get into their world and kind of maybe let their opinion and their story be stated without interrupting and tell me more about that. That sounds awesome, you know. But it also comes back to the point where, you know, Paul says, do your best to live in harmony with everyone. But some people don't want to hear it. And you've got to be okay with that. You know, when you get to the end of your life, it's not going to say, how come you didn't win that person to the kingdom? You can just say, I'm just trying to do what you told me to do. You know, it's not me to save them. And like we said earlier, it may just be you may be the seed planter and you may reap the benefit from someone else telling them in a way that they're not family.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it applies to beyond just family. It applies to, you know, any relationship or conversation that, you know, is within life. So yes.
Okay. So I think we're there.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely needed that shift in perspective of, hey, you know, where's that line between obedient, faithful, and surrender to Holy Spirit, letting him do his work, you know, and me just doing mine. So yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that was fun. Like I told you beforehand, I don't know where, whatever you say, we're going with. So whenever you said that, I said, ooh, this will be a doozy here, but this was fun. I loved it.
Good. I think it's also a needed thing to talk about sometimes openly, because it, like you pointed out in the beginning, so many people, I think, have a wrong view of what Christianity really is. And it's, we need to look back at Acts and the early Christians, you know, and remember that it is about that relationship and that like deep knowing our Creator and not just following a bunch of rules or, you know, whatever. So yeah.
100%. And, can I get an amen on a Thursday, or can I get an amen on a Wednesday? So, that's exactly it, you know? So, this was so much fun. Thanks for being a guest, and let me play and see where we went. And, I hope it works out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, David.
Awesome.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.